I'm Lou Dobbs, and this is Thinking Independently. If you're one of those Americans who feel like our nation is adrift, it may be because no one's at the helm. Get this. Nearly 200 of the very top jobs in the administration of President Obama remain vacant. Folks, it's November, for crying out loud. An entire year after our Supreme Leader began planning his transition to power, there is no one permanently in charge of, are you ready? Medicare or Medicaid. No one. It's like, I mean, those are only the two of the biggest entitlement programs in the country. No one has been confirmed to lead the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. No, certainly we don't need anyone to head up customs or protect our borders. Why don't we just open the borders entirely like the radical left wants us to? Or is that really the message that President Obama is sending? That we don't need anyone to lead an organization that is working against his interests. That is, he wants no one to lead the effort to protect and secure our borders and our ports. My God! Numerous openings remain at the Drug Enforcement Administration, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. There's no new leader at the Agency for International Development, for crying out loud. The nation's unemployment rate now at 10.2%. Maybe they could find somebody amongst the unemployed to run those administration agencies, perhaps brighten the overall employment picture.